yeah, boys and girls, welcome to that sports show that you like to listen to real loud. KBMM 402.5 presents Rocks Jocks. I am the metal man, sports guru, hard rocking, walking, talking, sports encyclopedia, superhero known as the metal man. Welcome to the doldrums. The doldrums of March and April. Although we do have March Madness going on. And that's about it, really. I just wanted to let you guys know that I broke out the old foosball glove last night. Yes, I was a great foosball player back in the day. And now Sins here in town are having foosball tournaments. And I didn't win, but I took second. Not bad for my first tournament in 35 years. But yeah, foosball is a sport, I guess. So it was a good time. If you like foosball, that's where you go to get into some competitive table soccer. All right, get that out of the way because I got a blister on my hand. And but it was a good time. Kind of a hurt head also. Thank you. All right, let's get to the March Madness, shall we? It was crazy stuff, wasn't it? There's nothing better than March Madness. I don't know why I don't like to watch college basketball during the regular season, but I don't. But boy, I love March Madness. Let's run down the 16 headed to the round of that 16. Clemson, Arizona, San Diego State, Connecticut, Alabama, North Carolina, not too many surprises there. Illinois, Iowa State, yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all top seeds. NC State is an 11 seed with Marquette, and Gonzaga, kind of our little local area college that I know a lot of people root for around here. They're headed up against number one Purdue. Go, go, Gonzaga. Kelvin Sampson's Houston Cougars, who I picked to win the whole thing, just because of Kelvin Sampson. They got Duke, the Blue Devils, coming up next. And then Tennessee and Creighton. On that side of the bracket, it went all, the way it was supposed to go, except for NC State. So this tournament's, as far as upset-wise, kind of a yawner. But the games are really good, that's for sure. March Madness, it's super, and it's duper. And the round of 16, next weekend. All right, what else is going on? Not too much really going on in the sports world. Shohei Ohtani, the best baseball player walking the face of the earth. I mean, this phenom, he's not only the greatest pitcher, he's also the best batter. I'm not sure how he is. He's the best. Well, I guess his little sidekick, doing a little betting on the side, kick. I hope Shohei had nothing to do with it. I really do, because he's so fun to watch. And he's the greatest baseball player walking the face of the earth. It'd be pretty sad if he had to go to the island of Pete Rose. That's for sure. Shohei, please say it ain't so. So that's kind of big news in the sporting world, I guess. NBA action is still cruising along, singing a song. And we love to watch LeBron. Yeah, I just made that up. And then NHL action is just about ready to head to the playoffs. As my beloved Washington Capitals are now eligible to play in the postseason. Unlike last season. So I look forward to playoffs in hockey and the NBA coming up in spring and great weather. Horseshoes. What else? Oh, I played some cornhole last night, too. That's kind of like horseshoes, except with a beanbag in my hand. An au naturel I was. Cornhole, is that a sport? Not sure. Anyway, weather outside is a little bit frightful, but the fire is so delightful. I'm Sean Rocks, a metal man, reminding you, if you can't be athletic, at least be an athletic supporter. For everybody here, Hard Rock Studios, until next week. In the meantime, in between time, that's it, another edition of Roxy Joxy. Now go outside and play!